Tom leaned on the parapet that edged the throne room of the Eyry and looked across the vast expanse of Arakan Forest, thinking how different it was now from when he had first visited so many months ago. The air of brooding intensity and fear was gone, and now the whole place rustled with life and vitality. He could feel it, even so far above the canopy. The Eyry, the place where they had battled Queen Gavina, otherwise known as Morgan Le Fay, had been transformed too. A few weeks earlier, Tom had returned with his cousin Beansprout to visit Brenna, their birdshifter friend and heir to the throne, and to help with some palace repairs. Now it was virtually complete. He turned his back on the forest views to look at the room behind him. The throne room had severe black granite walls, tall columns that stretched to the open sky above, and shallow pools of water that rippled in the breeze. But everything looked different from that fateful night. They had swept away the shale and flint that had slipped from the walls, and the throne was back in its proper spot after Prince Finlar had magically dragged it across the floor. Huge swags of branches and leaves now hung from the walls and columns, brightening everything, and an air of hope filled the air. The copper-embellished doors swung open at the far end, and Beansprout stuck her head inside.
"There you are. I've been looking for you."
She crossed the space to join him.
"You like it in here, don't you?"
Beansprout, like him, had decided to stay in the other world. It suited her here, he realized. Her long, strawberry blonde hair shimmered in the sunlight, and she glowed with health. It sounded silly, but Tom couldn't think of a better way to describe it. He smiled at her.
"I do. I love the view, and I love the fact that this place looks so different now since Morgan is gone." "It feels good, doesn't it?"
she said, leaning on the parapet next to him.
"I like that we made a difference."
"What now, though? It's finished. The Arakan don't need our help anymore."
"True. We could head back to Vanishing Hall and see Grandad."
"I'm not sure Arthur's there. He was going to see Vivian," Tom reminded her.
"I think Woodsmoke went too,"
Beansprout said thoughtfully.
"But that's okay. They'll be back."
Vanishing Hall was their fey friend Woodsmoke's ancestral home. He lived there with his father, who barely ventured from his tower, his grandfather Fahey, who was a bard, and now Tom and Beansprout's granddad, Jack.
"I think we should venture beyond the village when we get back. See some more of this world."
"Maybe see Finlar,"
Tom suggested, feeling excited. Prince Finlar, head of the House of Evernight, had helped them defeat Morgan and had welcomed them to his underpalace for a visit.
"I miss him, and it would be good to see his palace when it's not stuffed full of sprites."
He shuddered, remembering his encounter there.
"Yes, let's. And we can travel back home without an escort, too. That'll be fun."
The Arakeen had spent the preceding weeks opening up all the paths across the forest and hunting down the final sprites that still lurked in the furthest reaches of Arakan. Where the paths had branched, signs had been placed, too. It was now perfectly safe to travel alone, and Tom secretly enjoyed their independence from everyone. And he knew Beansprout did, too. Before he could answer, there was a whir of wings above them, and a black bird swooped into the hall, transforming before their eyes into Brenna.
"You look like you're up to something," she said, a glint in her eye. "It doesn't matter how many times I see you do that. It's still amazing." "You haven't answered the question. What are you plotting?"
"Not plotting,"
Beansprout said, laughing.
"Planning what we do next. You don't need us anymore, so we thought we'd go home."
"Interesting you should say that," Brenna said. "We've just received a message from Woodsmoke and Arthur."
"Have we? How?"
Beansprout asked.
"By bird, idiot," Tom answered.
Beansprout glared at him.
"I'm not an idiot."
"Well, we haven't got telephones anymore."
"Or TV, or cars, or radio, or any electronic anything." And Tom didn't miss them one bit.
"Woodsmoke used a carrier pigeon from Vanishing Village. They're traveling on to Holloway's Meet, and they've asked us to join them. Shall I say yes?"